right, just to let you know, we have a bit of a, several had requested this, and so I thought this would probably be a good deal. I know some of you have seen it live, but it's always better because the camera adds 10 pounds, so if you can see it on video. But just as you know, we left here November the 5th, and Mike and Susan followed us and went to Oklahoma City, where we got to engage in a ordination ceremony, something that's pretty rare in the angelic conflict. I certainly never thought I would be ordaining anyone, but because of a unique series of situations and circumstances that came about, positive believers in that region were suffering under a ministry that was not really doing the job properly and had some other issues. Some flat-out false doctrine was being taught, but I stayed out of it for quite a few years, as you should. I think as a pastor, you have your own canon, and other men have their canons, and if they want to wreck their churches, they can wreck them. It's not my business at that level. But obviously, I knew a lot of the people there and cared about them and could see they were suffering. I mean, I don't know how many people called me and literally just almost burst into tears on the phone with how miserable it all was. So at any rate, Greg Neese, who I have known since, really, I think we met in like 79 or 80. It's been quite a long time, 40 years I've known the guy. Went through the second seminary at Maranatha Church. I went through the first round from 83 to 86. And he went through the second round from 2000 to 2003. And so they desired to get a pastor who would go back to teaching verse by verse and doing what we're supposed to be doing. And so they asked me to come and lay hands on him in the royal chain of command under the Timothy principle to ordain him to the ministry. And so normally we would have, and I'll deal with all this in here, so I won't spend too much time warming this up, other than to show you, here's what we got when we got there. Something you probably haven't seen in a while. And yes, that's snow. The earliest and the heaviest snow they'd ever had occurred, and this is why I told them I don't want to come in the winter. If it had been even a few weeks later, I would have said, we're waiting till spring, till the thaw's done. But we didn't. So without any further ado, I will let you observe this. Essentially, it's like a Bible class, and for those who listen online who couldn't be there, we were blessed. Several people who listened to us online drove up from Wichita Falls, Texas, to be there with us. Some of them I met for the first time. I was very happy about that. And a couple of them I knew. But we were grateful to get to see everybody. And the group there sends their best wishes to you, knowing that this local church had a hand in getting their man prepared, at least place where he needed to be, so that he could execute the demands of the ministry. Lucky him. So now it's him that's on the fire. And he'll have to figure all this out as he goes. But this will begin it. And if you have any problem hearing, just say something.